Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Diagnostic testing on warning sirens scheduled for June 13th and 14th in Gillette. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The city of Gillette will conduct diagnostic testing on its warning sirens at the end of this week to address a recent activation failure. Starting today, Thursday, June 13th, and continuing on Friday, June 14th, individual sirens will undergo short burst tests to verify speaker activation. According to the Campbell County Government Facebook page, this testing follows a failed siren activation on Friday, June 7th, and aims to identify and rectify the issue. Residents near the sirens may hear brief sounds during the tests, but those indoors are unlikely to notice. These sirens are intended for outdoor notification, so the limited indoor impact is expected and acceptable. The county assures residents that a reliable process is in place to activate the sirens in the event of an actual emergency. U.S. legislators urge U.S. Department of Transportation to expedite Teton Pass repairs after landslide. U.S. Senators John Barrasso, Cynthia Lummis, Jim Risch of Idaho, Mike Crapo of Idaho, and Representatives Harriet Hageman of Wyoming and Mike Simpson of Idaho have urged Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to provide federal assistance to Wyoming's Department of Transportation for repairing Teton Pass after a landslide damaged the highway. According to the press release from Senator Lummis' office, they emphasized the need to restore travel for over 7,000 daily drivers between Jackson, Wyoming, and Victor, Idaho, highlighting the impact on the workforce and tourism. The letter reads, "We ask that emergency relief funds be provided as expeditiously as possible for any eligible short and long-term means of restoring travel on Highway 22. Governor Mark Gordon has issued a disaster declaration to access emergency federal funds. The closure forces commuters to take an alternative route, adding over an hour to their travel time. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.